They're coming to get you, Barbara.
Like, is this a thing we're doing? I don't know. Should I jump in?
This is Blood, Dits, and Gore presents Three Girls, a Guy, and holy shit, is that a bug?
Ew.
Part one.
Part one. Of a 12-part series.
I don't know. I don't know if you can guess, but we're talking about bugs. Yeah,
bug movies, guys.
Who likes bugs? No one except for freaks. If you're the freak, we love you too. We love freaks.
Yeah, I think praying mantises are neat.
They are.
Yeah,
neat.
But like
that episode of Buffy, I was just like, wait, we want to kill her? She's killing men. Come on, let's just let her do it.
True.
She's got to make babies. She's got to make babies. Some people are hungry after they have sex, and sometimes they're cannibalistic. I mean, I don't know.
Do you know that there is some of the praying mantis males are adapting to that technique, and they're starting to like bring dead insects and like running off right after sex?
Oh, no, what?
Yeah.
So smart. Oh my god, that's so
fucking
funny.
Cool.
And I just would love to see like the female one just go, got me again. Yeah,
right? Like that little stinker.
That's god damn cool. It, Steve. I've been trying to eat you for months now.
That's actually really smart.
Yeah.
That's shout so cool that they're like evolution. Learning that behavior. And yeah, dude, evolution, when you see it fucking, like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Bugs, that's so cool. I'll tell you, like, in movies and stuff, like, bugs are, like, the last thing. I feel like I'm in a horror movie when bugs are on me at any point in time.
Mm. Yeah.
One time, it's always in like the winter when like somehow bugs start getting into your house.
Yeah.
And there's always that one time once a year where you're asleep in bed and one manages to get in bed with you and it gets on your arm or runs across you and you're just like,
that's never happened to me.
I really got in bed.
And it's happened to me before. It sucks.
Well, I mean, it's probably happened to me while I slept.
Yeah. And you're, but that's fine. Like, I just don't want to fucking know.
Yeah.
I got in bed not the other night. It was like a couple months ago. And this was one of those pivotal moments I'll never fucking forget. So I was a little stoned. I was getting cozy, you know, lifting up the pillows, making them nice. So I lift up my fucking pillow, and there's a half-smashed cockroach right fucking under it, and its antler, or its what are they called? The fucking antenna are still moving.
It's
oh yeah.
And I,
do you know that
I
they,
was so.
Oh yeah, they can not have their
they
head
can,
for
they
a
can
while,
be beheaded
right?
And live for two fucking weeks.
Oh, yeah. So I'm like, how long has that motherfucker been down
wait,
there?
Which part
and
of
I'm
it
getting
is alive?
Cozy.
Under
I,
2 weeks.
Just like, it was like it smashed. It was, I don't know. And then I scream.
How long have
and
you
Simone,
been sleeping on it?
I don't know.
Possibly
anywhere, possibly up to 2 weeks.
I mean, up to 2 weeks.
It's like, thank God, relief. She's gone, and then you come back, and it's like, no.
My big fucking head smashed it into my sheets.
Hey, it's okay.
Like when you took the when you took the pillow, he's just like, please kill me.
It really like it was probably trying to do some kind of Morse code with its fucking antenna.
God, thank God you hadn't Jesus. Had guys over. And they got into bed and were just like...
Yeah. Well, Sam's busted.
It's sexy.
But honestly,
all you cute guys
like,
out there.
Well, because she would know.
Got a real pretty lady here with bed bugs.
Yeah, shout out to all the guys. If you're interested in some weird bug shit, holler at Sam.
Yeah. Apparently I'm made of bugs.
She's
like
made of bugs.
All over. I would fucking die, though, if I didn't have Simone, because... He smashes all the bugs.
Simone's a Russian.
He smashes
Russian,
a
Russian
big
all
old man.
Russian gamer.
A Russian gamer.
He's is.
A sweet
and I
Russian
scream
gamer.
So
his,
loud every
stream
time
out.
And I yell to him and he comes
at
reluctantly
Sam's
usually.
Whoa. And it's like a lot of that. And then all of us is
he comes with a shoe.
Like very like long on the comes.
He smashes okay. Bugs.
Every time I yell his name, he comes in his shoe.
Yes.
He's like, ugh.
So also to the ladies looking for a sweet game in Russian.
Who has shoes?
Give Simone a call.
Who needs new shoes desperately.
And he also will smash the bugs, probably.
But yeah. you know my favorite bug though, like when I think of when I, because there are some bugs that I enjoy, like that I think of like the, well, butterflies, yeah. But I don't, you know, like them. Ones that give
really?
Me
really rude.
Don't. They kind of so I don't
rude.
They,
bees.
Have you not seen I'm the really butterfly jumpy. Effect? Do you want another one of those movies to happen? Like butterflies.
I saw. Oh no, there's two more. I saw know. The third one.
What movie?
It's your fault.
Didn't see the second one.
Butterfly effect.
No, I don't like their their flight patterns. Like, because I'm really jumpy. I don't know when this happened.
Wait, in the actual movie, does he abort himself, or is that in like the special features? Because that's really.
I
funny.
Think it was a. Oh God!
It like, was like an alternate he, like, ending. Hangs himself he hangs in himself utero? Within utero. With,
yeah,
man.
Because those real strong
no
baby
way
arms
for that to.
Like, it's like he's nailing like, it up in the uterine wall.
He's like, I haven't gone back far.
Getting on a uterine stool.
And also, he's aware. Like, aren't we? He's aware. Like, well, I'm not alive yet, but I should really fucking. Well, I guess you're alive, but you're
alive. But like, you can't see not, more than 6 inches in front of your face, and you're pretty
you
fucking
the,
dumb at that point.
You're dumb when you're
and
born.
No hate to the babies who are listening, but y'all are pretty dumb.
Yeah, all the babies in utero.
Yeah,
you dumb.
He's so dumb.
So when he,
you're not doing
when
math.
He goes back every time, he's got the memory of everything that he's already done.
So he's just
yes,
fucking
sort of.
His life.
Okay, man, I don't think I've watched that more than like once.
Good, yeah. Nobody should.
I like Amy Smart though.
I do like Amy Smart, but she's Amy cute. Smart makes lots of bad movie decisions, but she has nice boobs.
Yeah,
true.
That's true.
Amy Smart is in Starship Troopers, as we learned out.
Yeah, yeah.
As we learned out.
As we learned out.
She's a
earlier.
Young Sprout in it. Denise Richards.
Oh
is
yeah.
Like uncomfortably young, and like you, and then you're, I don't know.
Oh, but bugs that always give me the
oh,
giggles.
Shit, yeah.
I was thinking that episode of Family Guy when Meg's in like jail or whatever, so they have to get a roommate to take over her room, and it's a fly. And it keeps trying to leave him, like, oh, okay, well, I'm going to go now. And it keeps trying to get out the window, and it can't,
oh,
and it can't,
yeah.
and it can't. And it's like, okay, I'm going to stay another week.
Yeah.
Why can't they get out the goddamn door?
That's gross.
Like, even if you open the window, they bump in the part that's like...
Yeah. They always bump into... Do you think if we had opened a window for Jeff Goldblum, he would have managed to get out?
No. I think he would have chose to purposely stay.
That's what I was just going to say. He'd probably be like, man, I'm kind of
comfortable here. Because, spoiler, doesn't he, like... Doesn't he do something to the... doesn't he shove her in the machine?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We're in this.
It's like...
Get in.
He should have just made them be each other together. Made them one.
When the ears come off.
Ugh. When everything happens.
Sorry. So what movie did you watch this week, Christina?
Well, are we going to intro?
Oh, did we intro?
No.
Oh, I'm Pony.
I'm Brooke. I who always forgets to intro. They say I should pre-record it, but I won't, so that things like this happen.
Yeah.
No,
I like
yeah,
banter.
We don't. That feels too
structured.
If you don't know our voices yet, listen more.
Listen more.
This is my voice. Get used to the sound. I'm the Tina.
The best doll around.
Ta-da.
Is that a thing?
I don't know.
We rap now, yeah.
Oh, no, I thought that was maybe like an American Girl doll, or I don't know.
What the fuck?
It's the American Doll girl.
There's an American girl?
I don't
Where
know.
The hell did that come from?
I don't fucking know.
I don't know
man.
Anything about the American Girl doll. I did drive past the like American Girl doll factory, like outlet mall thing.
That's got to be a terrifying place at night.
It's, well, I didn't like roam the halls. If it was during the day, I wouldn't have roamed the halls
just
either. Because
in different doors, like
just a guy in his mid-30s with a beard looking around the American Girl.
Like that would be any weirder
factory.
Than a guy
no
in his
deal.
mid-30s.
You would not be
shaven.
Let in there.
Yeah, just being like looking real rough and road weary, being like these dolls are kind of cool. anyway.
I love talking about dolls, but Jeff Goldblum. I almost feel. I don't even feel, I don't know if I feel disgusted in myself. I'm like okay with the fact that that movie, let's say that movie is an hour and a half long. I find him attractive for about an hour of it. I mean, it takes him turning full blown turning into weird super fly man for and puking on people and stuff for me to like really find him
super
like
flies
make
super
me gaggy.
Hot, okay.
Yeah.
Don't get confused. Now, when he starts morphing into the fly.
No, and I'm even okay when he's morphing into the fly. It's just when he, like, loses his face and stuff.
Yeah, when the ears
come
off.
Yeah. And then I'm just like, nah.
It's like the whole symmetry of your face is off, and you also don't have ears anymore.
It's like at first, the first 45 minutes of the movie is him and Gina Davis like having sex. You know, they're doing this like super like nerdy journalist, you know, vibing off of each other and in each other type of action. But when his, no, when his, he gets the claws.
Here, look, here's like a pretty decent evolution. How do I get the full shit? I still don't know how to use fucking phone.
It starts with the claws, the three scratches on his back.
Yeah.
What is that?
I make my own lemon ginger water.
Oh, I thought you were going to say it was like,
it's like not homemade beer. Like,
that'd be here's a visual aid for you though. Since you just watched this movie.
But
we're looking at a visual aid.
It's like Faces of Meth, but Jeff Goldblum in the Fly.
Zone 3 definitely looks like a scene from the Thriller movie.
That he does look very... Music video. Yeah.
Yeah, but so like the first part of it, it's like totally sexy.
I don't know, but then he's kind of cute at the end there. Like, I would let him be my pet. No, second to last picture.
Second to last, because he has giant eyes. Because he has like giant eyes. Slightly.
He does look like a dog. He looks like a pug.
He kind of... But his skin, he looks like a...
I mean,
like
I wouldn't fuck him. I'm not saying that.
I mean, I would hope not.
You don't typically don't do that with your pets. You get in trouble for that.
Yeah.
So. Okay, this is about five pictures down if you just Google Jeff Goldblum, The Fly.
Yeah.
And it's a multi-picture picture.
It's a nice look on your phones. Evolution from sexy to not.
To apparently to cute slimy. Pet.
To that still does not, like, pet. I guess I'm not familiar with what a fly looks like up close, but I don't think that that's what it fucking looks like.
It's...
Well, it's well, that he's not a fly. He's becoming... Fly. But he's not even becoming a fly. He's becoming half fly, half man.
What do they call it? There's a... What's his last name in the movie? It's like the Braden fly or the...
Brendel
fly. That's what Cronenberg or people on set referred to it.
Damn.
Brendel flies. That makes sense. I can tell you some.
It's not your turn yet. It's Tina's turn.
That's why I'm shutting up. That's why I shut up myself right then.
Okay, perfect. So anyways, he's a scientist working with teleportation. Shit starts to get weird and also very sexy. Which is a great combo. Yeah, it's a very great combo.
Yeah.
However, in the end, when he starts to really, like, shit really starts to, like, take a turn. Gina Davis stands him up one night, and he gets really drunk and throws himself into the teleportation machine. And then, of course, that's how, you know, he starts to fucking morph or whatever. Yeah. It's because the machine can't necessarily transform the... actual human body, like the life form. I guess it was only working for plastic or like non-life material.
Isn't there something about a steak or something at some point?
Like they try it with a steak and she eats one steak and she's like, this is so good. I think it was after sex also, which is like, I guess she's probably like, can't get better than that. And then
you don't want to do it after sex.
They
or before sex, because then you're like all full
It's uncomfortable. Don't touch me.
It's a heavy meat. Anyway.
I get it. Actually, I get my, like, you know, veggie burgers full and stuff, and then I'm like, don't touch me. They eat one steak, normal, and then they put the other steak in the teleportation machine, and then she tries to eat it, and it's, like, awful. Also, I don't know if that would be very safe.
Yeah. I don't think you should roll the dice with meat that you're eating.
Yeah.
But if it was Jeff Goldblum trying to tell you to try it.
I think I would.
I mean, is it a T-bone or is it filet mignon?
I think you're a young journalist and you're trying to impress Jeff Goldblum and he's like, try this steak.
Lot of stuff that I would regret.
Right. What's shocking is that he's trying to impress her so much more.
Oh, is he really? The bone could like kind of when it breaks up into, floating tiny shit.
You know, when you're Mike TV in the
school. I was just going to say, is it a fucking Willy Wonka? No, I mean, like, is that what they're trying to tell us it is?
Basically.
What is it? There's some funny thing, like some funny video where it's supposed to be like kind of like a Star Trek sort of thing where they get into like the teleportation things to
Die every time when you're teleported.
Because you die every single time, but every then single time. When it comes back, their bodies accidentally get all put together and it's just disgusting.
What is that? Is that Galaxy Quest or something? No.
That happened. There's a couple like running teleportation things where
There is that weird like that weird commercial where the kid it's a parody. No,
is it Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy?
Where
that shit happens, where they like are all morphed together.
Oh, well, there's a moment where they're like when they're going above light speed or whatever the hard drive does, and they all kind of merge at one point.
Okay.
When it gets real psychedelic. But it's not about teleportation.
Hmm. Yeah. No, I just
way to be off topic.
Well,
thing that freaked me out is in one of the mini sex scenes when he starts to like transform and he has these like three random like breaks in his skin on his back. And she's like, you know, rubbing his back. And she's like, oh, you have these like these hairs. And he's like,
oh, the weird thick hairs.
And he's like, yeah, I mean, like, whatever, they're hairs. I'm hairy, whatever. And she's like, no. Like, they're like,
this isn't sexy man hair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, not just like your frontal carpet.
It's like wiry and like, shit.
Awful. And he just like lets it go. But then when he, like, his actual, like, body limbs start to fall off and he just keeps them in his like bathroom cabinet. It's fucking disgusting.
One of the many fingernail movies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why is that like, so unnerving, do you think?
Because it's painful.
Yeah, because
it's
losing but, like, a nail
specifically
hurts.
That, though.
I think it's because we all end up doing something because like if you bite our nails.
It's just like a tender area. Yeah.
Have you never lost a nail before? It's like,
no, I have. I lost these two when I was a kid. I got my fingers ground between
a like I don't know what a hand in a blender feels like. I don't know what getting a hammer to the skull feels like, but like nail
like
pain,
you know how small like
it probably is things. That whole mirror neuron thing, like where it's a pain, you know, so your brain taps exactly into like a pain memory, so you relive it.
Okay.
You see it.
Yeah and like even a small like hangnail hurts like a bitch, so you're like, oh, when you're doing something real.
Nails.
That kind of makes me uncomfortable.
Sorry.
Yeah. I had two fingernails fall off as a kid because they were so fucking mangled.
Slamming them in doors,
gross.
Yep.
Yeah, that's always like not fun.
I had a toenail come off once, 2 weeks after I kicked it.
That's.
Yeah, it was weird. Anyway.
I bet that was nice. Yeah. So I mean,
for the fly,
he starts falling apart. Literally, he starts morphing. And then Gina Davis is pregnant, and
nobody wants to get pregnant by that.
Well, yeah, because then you're like, what the fuck is even growing inside of my body?
That's always terrifying.
I mean, even if it's like,
did you watch the sequel?
I don't know. No.
The sequel addresses that.
Ugh.
I don't know. I was like, I can't. It's like one of those things where it's like, I already feel like it's awful.
I typically read the Wikipedias for.
The sequel?
For sequels. Dude. And then I don't watch them.
Okay. I got it for him. Oh, sorry. Yeah.
It's fucking
so
cool.
Gina Davis pregnant?
Davis pregnant with what? Maybe.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. Like, what?
It could have been a healthy baby girl.
Could have been a healthy baby girl.
Or it could have been a Zappa filled.
Could have been a fucking maggot. It could have been a maggot.
It could have been a maggot.
It could have
been. Man, can you imagine a baby sized maggot?
No.
I said magnet. I was like, that's not the one. Maggot.
Yep.
That will be a total bummer.
Yeah.
Birthing it?
That'd be probably easily, because I bet it's slimy. It'll just shoot right out.
Yeah, that would be so easy. You wouldn't even
feel
it.
There's no limbs.
Yeah, it'd be easy. And then when it comes out, that's when life gets real fucking weird.
I imagine that it probably feels like when somebody pulls out after softening and the condom is just kind of sliding out with it.
Dude, but probably. I bet it's very, like, just like...
You all know. Don't pretend
just
like
you
don't.
Sorry,
like
I just had to hide. I hid my face for a second because...
I'm sorry, it's been...
I remembered that from the other direction.
That's like the ultimate, like... last thing you ever want to experience in a sexual encounter.
Yeah.
Like, that moment...
When you're pushing
then,
rope.
It's just like the last part of the condom coming out.
Yeah.
It's just like it just,
oh, just
it feels like
out. Just
I feel
it
like
out.
There's just like a it is a sound or like there's a sound associated.
There probably is a
like,
sound.
Yeah,
if you got like, your ear you real close,
very, it's like
you get a third party to get mic it real quick.
Okay, he's getting ready to pull out.
Yeah, can you turn up the gain, please?
Turn up the gain. Everybody turn up the gain. Does everybody have their headphones?
If you could both shut the fuck up, we're trying to get the sound.
Jesus. Foley artist job from hell.
Gross.
Oh, man. Yeah. Foley work is interesting. Mm. That's a different topic, but...
It's a different topic.
Yeah.
Let's definitely not talk about it on this very linear podcast that we did.
I know. Anyways.
Hard pass.
But what happens?
I mean, so he goes... Okay, so he goes, kidnaps her from the abortion clinic, brings her back to his, like, studio, or I guess it's not a studio, it's his laboratory, which is his house. And throws her in a machine, and then her journalist crazy boss, who the whole time was we got a frog.
Was trying to get in those pants, girlfriend.
I stepped on a barking spider.
That's what my dad used to say when he would fart.
Oh. Well, I'd burp.
He stepped on a barking spider?
Uh-huh.
I've never heard that before in my life.
Or he'd be like, there's barking spiders somewhere.
Yeah.
Not your thing.
Come on, man.
You can't.
Now she's gonna. It's like,
I'm gonna short out like the fembots, and just my head's gonna shake really fast and I'm gonna explode.
We got it. We're good.
Fidget spinner down. She's stealing from the abortion clinic, bringing it back to his laboratory or laboratory, depending on what side of the Atlantic you're on.
Laboratory, yeah. So, her boss saves her.
Oh.
The asshole then becomes... Well, he's still an asshole, but he saves her.
what does Fair he enough. Become? That.
Well, I was going to say he becomes, like, not an asshole.
He becomes a multifaceted asshole.
He becomes, like, as you would say, a regular person with a heart.
Mm.
But, I mean, honestly, he's still an asshole. He's
still, like, the same guy.
He's still an asshole.
It's not a Steve Stranger Things character arc.
What a beautiful thing that happened there for them.
Have you watched season 2?
No.
Oh, Tina. But you know what? Okay, never mind.
That's Don't a different ruin time. Anything.
I was going to ruin anything, but I really liked him by the end of season 1, too.
Oh, yeah.
A lot.
No,
I
hate it.
Yeah, but you will love him by season 2.
Oh, my God, I love him.
He's a good boy.
He's...
Yeah. Anyways.
Anyways, here's the thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
That was quick.
What I
keep up,
thirsty girls.
You're the one. You're the one who looked at us and goes, "It's something about chugging." You said, "Are you?"
Yeah. I said, "Chug your first glass." I had much more first, but okay. Now y'all are really beating me. So give me some more.
Well,
but
I've only.
Is there another bottle around?
Yeah, there's some bubbles in the thing.
Okay, I'll switch to the bubbles. Probably gonna leave this whole part. Take the loud toy from him.
We forgot to let you know that our permanent guest host, Rico,
is here. That's Rico's sound to remember or to remind us to get back on fucking track.
He bankrolls this project, so we have to let him hang out in the studio.
Oh, yeah, he's so cute. But I have to steal that toy from him or you're going to kill us.
He's rich.
Oh, fucking back.
I know.
Well, that's his name in Spanish, right?
His name is Frederico.
Rico is, but rich in the sense of, like, food.
I think.
Shit,
Isn't Rico Suave rich and smooth? Like, cool and rich?
It can be both, I think. Because I've heard people talk about food being Rico.
Oh.
Rico is just, like, good. Like, in any way. Oh, yeah, because, okay. Like, you can say, like, this wine is muy Rico.
Okay.
No way.
Yes.
Dude, Rico, chill the fuck out.
Yes.
That's true. You're fucking psycho.
I talk about food all the time at my in-laws, and Rico is definitely
it's
like...
So rich, delicious, tasty. So it's rich...
Delicious and tasty.
Rich is... Rico's
weird.
Not
so it's rich in wealth and in, like...
Taste.
And taste.
That's, like, the number one thing that we say when we talk about food. Okay, Rico, how good... How rich, how flavorful, how perfect.
Delicious,
how
Rico. Tasty, rich, cute.
I think I feel like I've been exhaling into the mic a lot with my nose.
No,
I just noticed.
Do that.
Do what?
I said, well, don't do that.
Oh. And, all right. Okay, so he rescues her.
So, pretty much he dies. He becomes like an alien.
Oh,
I mean,
by the way, Rico's named after... Federico Diaz, but his name's Frederico for Frederick, Maryland.
Mm. So Jeff Goldblum dies?
Well, he turns into like a fly person. And I mean,
no longer a cute fly, but
no longer anything cute. I mean, some might say like Brooke, but I disagree.
Yeah.
I said I would own him as a pet.
In a weird pet way, I feel like you were saying.
God, I love caramelized onions.
Did I miss something? Are you just letting me know? I've got some fun facts.
About the movie that, she doth spoke of.
Yeah, about the movie that you just spoke of. According to...
Oh, you know what that noise is. It's time for fun, facts from the Pony Express.
I don't know, whatever.
Fun facts from the ponies. We should make it rhyme.
Ponies.
Do you know less than the Pony Express?
Oh my god.
Doesn't matter, whatever.
We'll think of something.
We're doing Jeff segments Goldblum now.
Towards the end was wearing 5 pounds of prosthetic makeup, which took 5 hours to put on every day.
Because he looks like the texture of his skin is a total bummer.
That popped so hard, I almost lost an eyelash.
Several, that's a real cork?
Some of the lost and cut footage was a sequence where he sends a cat and a baboon through the telepods.
Yes.
Resulting in a cat.
That's fucking cool.
A cat baboon, which he then beats to death. Which he then beats to death with a pipe. And test audiences were like, we don't like this.
They were like, we don't like
this. Yeah, they were like, even if the animal is a half baboon, half cat, don't beat it to death with the thing.
Don't.
Michael Keaton was originally courted to play the lead role.
Which that was like during a time when, I don't know, I still think, I think Michael Keaton's old dude hot.
Yeah. Totally.
Like,
oh, for sure.
But Jeff Goldblum is the sexiest man in the world, no matter how old he is.
So. He's got a strange sex appeal, though.
Do you know this is one of Gina Davis's earliest films? Jennifer Jason Leigh and Laura Dern. Yep. Jennifer Jason Leigh and Laura Dern were considered for the role. But producers wanted an unknown.
Jennifer Jason Leigh was like straight up like super popular around that time, wasn't she?
I can't. 86. Never remember. I always think she's someone else.
What year did Thelma and Louise come out? We could Google it.
We could Google it. The shape of the telepods came from Cronenberg's Ducati motorcycle. And
that's fun.
The vomit drops from the fly were made from honey, eggs, and milk, which is less gross.
Yeah.
Damn, Gina Davis is 6 foot.
Yeah, she's tall, y'all.
Cool.
And
she's also a fucking genius.
Do you remember the scene in the bar where everyone freaks out because of a sudden thing that happens? I'm not going to spoil the scene, but David Cronenberg.
I'm going to write on the thing that we spoil it.
Oh yeah, to spoil the scene. David Cronenberg hired some set guys to be under the bar and like slam the shit out of it at one point, so he got a genuine reaction out of everybody, much like the aliens chest burster thing where they didn't warn them before. Did you know that they didn't know that the alien was going to burst out of the stomach?
Yes, I did know that.
Yeah, that's why everyone in there is like horrified and they're like, what the fuck is going on this film set? Yeah. But that's them's all the facts that I've got.
Yeah, right. there's a copy. I want to say I saw a copy of the director's script.
Yeah.
At that horror thing I went through from that's Alien, cool. And it was going on like where you were able to read the whole like that whole
the
scene
notes and stuff.
For
yeah,
that scene. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Let's look at it. I'm just going to show y'all a couple of pictures here. Because it's so heavy
sexy
on
the
sex.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's sexy. It's a very sexy movie. Sexy. Oh, yeah. Doesn't he bring not home sexy. Some random bitch? Oh,
very not sexy.
He brings home some random, like, chick at one point, doesn't he?
I don't.
It's been a long time.
Because she's trying to get her to get into the pod.
Oh, yeah.
And thankfully, she's like, oh, yeah, I don't want to do this. This is weird, you fucking creep.
Good for her.
Good for her.
I don't remember that scene.
He brings home a girl from the bar or something. I don't even remember. I haven't seen that movie in years.
Are you sure you're not talking about Gina Davis?
No, it's not Gina Davis. He brings home, I think Gina Davis shows up there and he has like another girl there. Correct me if I'm wrong. Mm-hmm. Wikipedia knows.
Wikipedia, the script notes?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, so.
Okay. Dwight? My movie?
Yeah.
This week, I watched a movie called... Well, we were all talking about what we were going to talk about on the following podcast, and they were like, let's do one on bugs. So I literally found the movie called Bugs from 1975. It's one of the last films made by William Castle. I think fairly for a reason. It's not a great piece of film. It's about a California earthquake where the earth opens up and there are basically lava cockroaches that can't fly yet, but they catch things on fire because they have taser butts.
The best kind of butt.
And they like, there's a really scary scene where it attacks a cat, which made me upset. But then I found that it wasn't actually a cat that they set on fire, but they make it really, really look convincing. But basically, a scientist finds it, and he's like trying to like play around with it, but people keep getting hurt because if you have...
How big is it?
How big are the cockroaches? They're those giant, like, hissing Brazilian cockroaches that are like the size of, like... Yeah, it's one, you know, those real creepy crawly ones.
Like, wear big boots and call it a day.
Yeah. But, oh, that's the thing. They've got carapaces that are as strong as steel.
Oh, so, of course they do.
Yeah. So
well,
they've got,
I guess
they like,
you, do,
they're
you
like,
have to for a laser
like,
ass.
They go, feet are too, it's the weight is distributed too much to stomp on them and kill them, but you can kill them with needles. And they,
the fuck is running around,
yeah, it's a really, really like,
needles.
It's it, like this movie is constantly like trying to explain itself and be like, these are why, these are the reasons we can't just like step on them and then the movie's over and it's a 10-minute long movie. They transport around by hiding in your exhaust pipes.
Ooh.
And then catching what? Your car on fire with
what?
Their taser butts.
That's kind of badass, though.
Yeah.
Taser butt.
They have taser butts.
Wait, sorry, what year was this?
1975.
75. This seems they, progressive for 75.
They
progressive's not the right word. I don't think it's... Like, but like...
Advanced ideas for 75?
Just, who was ready for that shit in 75?
Not many people, because it wasn't terribly successful.
Okay, cool.
And it was the last film they let him make in the U.S.
Bummer.
Yeah. William Castle, who had done 13 Ghosts, the original one, and House on Haunted Hill, the original one. He,
but this is him?
This is him, the director.
Interesting.
There was... Yeah. Oh, thank you for putting that there. He experiments... So
spelling out
it basically
words.
It goes from... Yeah. It basically it goes from like... people in the country catching on fire and being blinded or deafened. When you get one on you, like, I'm always like, why aren't they just knocking it off? So they emphasized like the taser effect of the bug. So like when people touch them, they're like, blah, and they can't like knock it off of your ear or your face, which looks like why don't you just shake your head real hard and it should fly off, but it doesn't.
So it like stuns them?
It stuns them and deafens them or blinds them wherever that happens to land. Bummer. It's real. Yeah. Like you've got to basically... An eyebrow raised because this movie is very suspect.
Yeah.
It's one of those. It's definitely like a weird Wednesday Alamo kind of movie.
Cool.
And then it ends with the scientist getting obsessed with it. Like, there's one weird scene where he gets it home, doesn't have a beard, and then someone comes the next day and he's got a full beard. I don't cool. really understand that.
It's the bugs, man.
And then the bugs start talking to him. By forming letters with their bodies on the wall, like writing little messages. They do the entire alphabet, and then they spell "We live."
I'm scared.
And then he does some weird mating ritual with a cockroach.
What?
No,
like
not
he
like
himself.
No, he gets. Oh, okay. He finds out that they're. It's all this convoluted bullshit. He finds out that they can only survive under like high pressure. So he gets a diving helmet and rigs it up specially, and he puts a normal cockroach and then these special lava cockroaches in there. And they mate, and he makes the flying version of them. So the movie ends
Why
with
the
him
fuck
like,
"Would you want that?"
Yeah, it's not a good idea, and it doesn't turn out to be a good idea because the flying cockroaches start breeding like crazy, and they kill him and his wife, and then
that's what you
aren't
fucking get when you
cockroaches
make
essentially just water bugs.
Yeah,
why do you guys call them? It makes me so mad that people are like, "Nah, it's just a water bug." No,
yeah, but
it's
water
fucking
bugs are gross.
Disgusting. It's a cockroach. Don't try to tell me that it's like. By using words that I'm more okay with.
Like water?
That it's, yeah.
As opposed to cock?
Exactly. But sorry. It's just like so fucking, it doesn't matter. Well,
because they're not as gross they as are. Like the gross ones who well, are like, they are. I smell I think like bugs... somebody's dirty in here.
Yeah.
To me, a water bug is that little oval thing with the two legs and they scoot around and oh, those weird gross things water.
In the water.
Yeah. Yeah. That's was, a fucking water bug.
The very, very end is super weird. He
that wasn't the end. Shit, no, well, that was
it
was weird.
It's like almost the end. He's like he sees his wife's dead body. She like got covered in the face, and she's catching all the goddamn laundry on fire because she's running around the backyard, and the laundry's hanging.
Wait,
and then what? I know, yeah, it was. I know it sounds like I'm. You saw me watching it there on the bed.
No,
so.
I didn't. I heard you.
Well, you heard me watching it there on the bed, in the guest room.
yeah,
sorry. Like, wait. Caveat. important we caveat.
Saw, we you like saw me in the bed watching it. Don't you forget it,
don't
girl.
You forget it.
We like to all lay in bed together how and watch movies. It's like we have slumber parties all the time.
Slumber parties.
We should have a.
We have slumber parties all the time, and it's a lot of fun because we're like such best friends.
We should have BTG slumber parties. We watch horror movies.
So much fun. We don't drink wine because we're not old enough.
These.
Voices?
Voices.
You don't like these voices?
No.
Grossing you out?
Look, that was a bummer.
Do you want me to sound like a baby?
So,
because it's a weird, it goes into the sexy baby realm.
So no, he starts running around.
Don't.
Going like, blah, my wife's dead. And then the flying cockroaches come out of the lava pit.
No, that's land not a baby. That's just terrifying.
He lands into the lava pit, and then the lava pit starts blowing up a bunch, and then it seals itself. And then the credits roll.
So it's and like, you're oh, just, well, so, job and, well done.
And I was like, okay. That's, you ended it. It definitely resolved that issue.
It's like, fucking weird.
It's real weird. It's real weird. It's like he made the movie on a bet or something and was just like getting towards the end. He's like, man, whatever.
I don't
ending.
Fucking care. Let's the just wrap this shit up.
They play the cockroaches coming out. And then the end scene is literally that footage played backwards.
Okay.
So you see the cockroaches backwards it's flying like, into the pit.
It's like, we're really done here. Yeah. Let's just wrap this shit up.
Like we have run out of money.
Shut it down.
We can't make any more scenes.
And then you just did that thing where you went, huh.
Yeah. You saw. Yeah. I went right before I came to sit in front of my mic, I was like, well, that just ended. That's the ending. Okay. Thanks, it's William over. Castle.
All right. Well.
Some fun facts that I knew about this were...
Tell us the facts, Pony. Tell us the facts.
Dun, dun, dun.
Choo-choo, Pony Express. The interior shots were all done in the same house that the Brady Bunch interior shots were done in.
No
fucking
shit.
Because they had just gone broke and ended as a series.
What? That's why they ended as a series? I was hoping it was just because it was bad.
Well, all the ratings went down, so they didn't have any money to keep making it.
I love the Brady Bunch.
Was there a jumping
I love the Brady Bunch.
I love the Brady Bunch, too.
It's my favorite meal. I wanted
the Brady Bunch.
I just realized. I was like, wait, what? I don't get it. He's like, it's my favorite meal. Now I get it.
That's a great idea. Someone should throw a Brady Brunch.
Oh, like a 70s themed family. Yeah.
Sign me up for that
Brady
shit.
Brady Brunch.
Dude, how the fun Brady would that brunch. Be?
From 11 to 2.
Oh my God. That is brunch.
William Castle wanted to have a...
So he wanted, the one this day was, when this bacon met this eggo. Oh my God. And they knew that it would be much more than a lunch.
Man.
It was definitely too late for a breakfast.
And that's the way it all became the Brady Bunch.
Oh Dude. My God.
Can we all dress up and like make a video of this though?
Please.
Yes.
That's amazing. Let's throw a Brady Brunch.
And we win.
You're welcome.
The last two things I have are he wanted. This was in the era of like where they had the smell cards, or they had the like. This was the
seventies
version.
Sniff cards.
Yeah, and they had the 70s version of like the rumble seat.
I don't know what that means.
Like, have you ever, you've like never paid for a rumble seat in a movie theater where you pay like $15 and you sit in the chair that like shakes the shit out of you when the
they have that shit at like Disneyland where you like a 4D movie
like the roller coaster like weird shit.
Okay,
but they have some of those.
Like, not like in a movie theater.
Not in a movie theater.
But they have them in a movie theater. Yeah, they have them in movie theaters.
Where?
And there it's like a $20 seat. And it's like elevated like away from everyone else's seats.
But like that is so specific.
Oh wait, are you talking about like the actual movie theater seats?
Yeah, like at a UA theater.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We had Yeah. We had this AMC in Kansas City.
He had a, no, he wanted to have brushes like, installed under the seats to like tickle your legs while you're watching this movie about cockroaches. Weird.
Don't like that.
Yeah, would not have been good.
I've actually been to like one of these things in Las Vegas where they like sprayed water on you. But it was like there's like a haunted house thing, and they would like mist you,
or like
and
then puffs they
like a 4D thing. Yeah, they'd have puffs of air by your feet, and
yeah.
I've like, done that at like
did
Disneyland.
You, yeah, did you guys go to that like weird alien invasion thing that was at Disney World or Disneyland? It was like you're sitting in the middle of a room, or and there's like this like big tube. There, you're sitting in a room, and there's this big tube, and everybody's like in a circle, and all of a sudden an alien appears in the tube, and it's supposed to be like just a teleportation.
Yeah,
like somebody. Supposed to be teleporting into the room or something.
Yeah.
And I believe I was 10 and I'm 30 now. So,
yes.
But all of a sudden everything goes batshit crazy. And then you're under the impression that the alien has escaped from the tube because then it's broken open and you can feel like something breathe, like the seats.
Like, this feels like Universal Studios.
Maybe it was. No, I think it was Disney World. And I think it was in Tomorrowland.
Oh.
That's
and it was like, and it was like breathing on, it, you could feel it like breathing on you and then something rushing past you.
Nope.
And then you could, could feel
that
like.
Universal
no, it's, but it seems like, no, well, Disney's used to scare the shit out of me.
It ended up getting, it's no longer there. We should look up about this later. But yeah, no, it's that thing scared the piss out of me. And then they also had, I think it was Universal Studios, though, that had like a, they had a Honey, I Shrunk the Kids sort of thing.
They definitely did have
that. Where like you could feel things running past you and all sorts of weird shit.
Fun. I don't really like theme parks.
Dude, why?
I love theme parks.
I know, that's weird.
They're fucking awesome.
Well, I like all the parts that aren't rides.
See, I like everything as long as it isn't a roller coaster.
Yeah, I have roller coaster fear.
I don't like roller coasters.
Here's the deal. There's so much good shit that's not roller coasters. Like, the fucking I went in college to California Adventure in Disneyland.
Away from the mic.
With my our boss took us on this trip.
Ooh, tight.
And he was like the pro of theme parks.
Yeah.
He got fast passes for everything and like was like, okay, we're gonna do this at this time, we gotta be here. And we hit everything like multiple times. We went on the fucking Cars ride after it just opened. It was so cool.
Yeah.
I was like 20 years old and it was fucking awesome.
Okay, I rescind my like don't like
you theme really parks should. Thing. They're
I think
wonderful.
It's I don't like
you really
roller
should because Sam's gonna kick your fucking ass.
I know, I feel really threatened right now.
It's a fucking launch this fidget spinner. Pissed.
She's mad.
No, and like the Indiana Jones ride at Disneyland.
Yeah.
And
I love roller coasters, number
me
one.
Me too.
Water rides, like non-roller coaster rides where you're just like the spin ones. They're okay. Worlds of Fun, Kansas City. I used to go there all the fucking time. And there's this one where it's the one giant barrel.
Yeah.
And you like go in and you just stand against the wall.
And then
and
it just spins the shit out of
you.
Oh,
I love
and
that
And then
shit.
The floor drops. And
I
then
love
it starts
that shit.
To like tilt and
I'm
stuff.
I'm fine with Gravitron
oh,
stuff.
Oh my gosh. I used to be such a baby's kid that like as soon as the floor would drop, I would start like tilting myself until it was upside down. And then they would
like trying
stop.
To stand and shit.
No. Yeah. And then they would stop the ride because they're like, put your feet back down. Get, you know, like, and I was obviously trying to be a baby's kid and do whatever I wanted.
Yeah.
But I fucking love fucking
the
theme parks.
I love the fair. I love
it's
all
a roller
the
coaster.
Fucking food and shit.
Fairs scare me.
I went,
oh, no.
I
but
went
I read something. Sorry. You go.
No.
I get too passionate and then I talk over people.
Be passionate.
Well,
give
I read
us
a thing about.
The, give
I read
us the passion.
Yeah.
A thing about fairs in that they have to be, like, the safety of the rides have to be tested every day because they're so mobile.
And because they're so like barely
well
functional.
No but they're some of the safest rides because they have to go through these processes every morning before they can operate.
I don't know, man. I got
I don't
you.
Know man
dude well no. It's real. It's fucking real.
Christina and I, or not Christina, Shelby and I got onto a ride at Fantastic Fest at the Fantastic Fest closing party.
Fantastic Fest?
Yeah, Fantastic Fest. They had like a, they had a closing party at when we
was
got
it the
in.
One off of 290?
The one off 35. Of 290.
The at the theme, the fairgrounds.
No, we didn't go to a theme. Wait,
oh.
The what?
There's like fairgrounds over there.
No, we went to something.
She went to a place that was renting a
thing. Yeah, we went to like a big like kind of warehouse thing, and the ride was like one of those things where you sit down and it spins and you're sitting there and you're on like a, it's almost like a yo-yo thing. Like the yo-yo, I want to say is what it's called.
That, I think that's one. I
have no idea.
Is it the one where you're on a chain and you're sitting in a
And you're sitting in a chair.
It's just the big swing thing that slowly, like, slowly swings you uncomfortably, like...
Yeah, I have a video of Shelby and I, and we're pretty drunk at that point because we've been drinking all day, and then we're drinking there because, you know, it's, like, a fucking party. It's a fucking party. And we were like, fuck it, we're going to get on this ride because there was no wine at that point.
Yeah.
And we sit down, and it's just, we realize we start trying to buckle seatbelts, and there's no seatbelts because it's doesn't go up high enough for it to be a danger. Sure. It's just...
Okay, I'm theoretically. Sure it goes high enough for it to be danger.
Right. More than 5 feet.
Swinging you in circles rapidly. I'm not comfortable with that.
Actually, I didn't even go that fast, but Shelby kept going, we don't have... seat belts.
Safety first. No, thank you.
I don't like Ferris wheels.
I got brave enough to do roller coasters at Disney World this last time.
Roller coasters with, are fucking with
our
chill.
From our last episode, Nina. I Did pretty much broke her hand. Maybe, but I broke her hand almost on Space Mountain because she tried to comfort me, but she did. Her hand in the cup
in
of my
Space
hand
Mountain?
And you crushed and shit
I crushed
out of
the
it.
Shit out of it.
How were you and sticking your arm around?
Cuz she put her hand in my hand.
How did she get her hand over there?
Over on my side sitting next to me on Space Mountain?
Oh, Space Mountain at Disney World is
well now it's Hyperspace Mountain because it's
okay,
Star
what
Wars
you mean?
Themed.
Yeah, no
it's Star Wars themed.
I don't know about that. That kind of bums me out.
It's still just dark as fuck and scary.
Okay.
Yeah, the Space Mountain that I went on when I was at Disney World like 4 years ago was 3 seats in a row.
No,
nobody sat next to you.
Yeah.
Space Mountain has always been dink, dink, dink.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking
you
about.
Have part, no, you have a, but you have a pair. You have
no,
a partner.
No. Not
yes, Splash Mountain doesn't, you're
I'm not
you're
talking
in
about Splash Mountain. I'm talking about Space Mountain in Disney World. I know this for a fact because I have a picture of me and Blair that I will
pull
Florida
up
right now.
Or,
pull it
or
up.
Yeah, Florida.
Pull it up.
This is a California.
I was thinking of California.
This is California.
No, I'm talking about Florida.
This is a California Space Mountain is a 2-seater. Okay. So she's sitting next to me.
Everybody,
I'm crushing her
calm
hand.
Calm down. We're getting rough.
Well, I'll tell you right now. Well, I'll tell you right now.
You meet me after the show, brother.
The Space Mountain in Disney World, significantly more terrifying than Disney.
Because it's a 3-seater?
Because it's you are not
You're
next to
yourself.
Anybody. You are by yourself.
Oh,
flying.
Fuck that.
And you appear in this giant, and you can see all the people going around you, and you're 90% sure that somebody made it right before you got there, and you're going to die.
Yeah.
So I've crushed Nina's hand. She's trying to be as nice as possible about it because I think it really, really hurt her. She's dragging me out. We go past where the photos are taken. I can see her seeing it, and she just grabs me and drags me out. She's like, you don't want to see it.
Is her face like dying?
Her face is dying. I look like I've got some kind of like severe nerve disease.
Okay.
I'm getting dragged out.
Sounds like a party.
And then I spend 2 hours reading about how to get over coaster phobia. By the end of the day, I rode a roller coaster successfully by clenching and releasing.
Great.
And then you
Did
scream.
You fart?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay.
Then you make sure to keep your eyes open and you scream.
Yeah.
And that
oh,
makes
I
it okay
all
to
time.
Do.
Yeah.
And, but when I get on a roller coaster, I'd be like this and just shake and like go completely catatonic and like.
Okay.
But they're like, loosen up.
That,
keep
but
your
that's
eyes
not,
open and
the
scream.
California one though is different.
And I did it.
You have a partner.
Yeah,
and
Nina,
it's much scarier.
Nina helped me and
oh,
it was
fuck,
awesome.
I want to go
like
to
a good
and
friend
you go,
moment.
You go through
like
a tube.
That.
Yeah. It's like
they
that.
Have that too.
But you're like right next to the walls.
Dude, I want to go now. But you've got to hit the sweet spot of like when the kids are in school.
Yeah.
And you can't go with a big group because everyone's like, I want to go to Peter Pan. And I'm like, I don't want to ever. I want to go.
God,
to Pan.
Now, no, I think we should go as like a podcast group to Disney World. And I want us to all go on the Space Mountain ride there.
Just
so you
get
can
pictures?
See how friggin' scary it is being by
I'm
yourself.
That.
I'm going
so
to have to.
I made Haley sit in the front. She just kept going, whoo!
Apparently,
Woo!
You know Tiffany Watts.
I don't know
Memphis. Anyway, one of our Memphis friends. We went to Universal Studios.
Put her name
she
on
gave
last.
Me she gave me things that help you not be so stressed when you have anxiety. And I took so much that I don't remember the trip, but apparently I wrote everything and was like, "Wee!"
Dude, the whole time. Yeah. Whatever.
But unfortunately I don't have the memory to be like, "Yeah, I can ride roller coasters."
Yeah.
So apparently if you like give me some mommy's little helpers.
Mommy's little helper.
I've peed in a roller coaster once.
Tight.
Why was it going? I mean, or like, did you just see a roller coaster and you were just like, hold on, guys?
No, like it was.
Now's the
we
time.
Were in line for so fucking long at Castles and Coasters. And I, you know, I don't listen
to
my body.
Can I get an age?
Too please old to me. Talk please. About it.
I need to know.
I have peeing issues.
It's fine. Tell me how old you were.
I was probably, okay.
17.
No. I was probably like 12, between 12 and...
Oh, okay. That's like boring.
No. I thought you should not be peeing in a roller coaster at 12.
I thought you were going to say like I was like 19 and I didn't really want to pee.
No. Well, it was like I was just like a sober adult, not an adult, but a person who's functioning normally.
Yeah.
And I just like didn't listen to my body.
An adolescent?
But yeah, I peed in the fucking seat. And I just like looked over at my brother and I was like, I'm peeing.
You let him know what was going on? I wouldn't have told a soul.
Next door.
They would have just found out from moisture from me.
But, like, the terrible part is like when it's over, like
it feels very nice.
I had to get out of like.
Yeah. I'd been like, sorry.
Oh my God.
I had to get out of my fucking pee seat and like let the next.
You didn't tell the people? But you told your brother. Oh, man.
I'm not going to fucking tell the 17-year-old kid who's working the ride. Like,
he could be like, this seat's not okay to sit in for anyone else.
You'd be like, hey, I got this seat nice and toasty for you. It's going to be a little moist. Don't worry. It's fine.
You never tell anybody that a seat that you just got out of is going to be moist.
Well, if you want to encourage them not to sit in it.
Nah.
You were like, did you revel in the fact that someone had to sit in your Phoenix?
They
you
got a nice, I was like so embarrassed.
Yeah.
You lived on. They got a little nice, like,
I peed
nice
my
treat
pants.
From you.
I peed my pants while doing the Hokey Pokey once in
tell
third
me
grade.
About it.
Did I was you in turn third yourself grade. Around?
All I turned my myself around and skated to the dark corner of the roller rink and sat there until one of the teachers came over to find out what was wrong.
Oh, well, that's what it's all about, man.
That's what it's all about.
Yeah,
when you do the hokey pokey and you piss your pants a lot.
Okay, I found it.
It's fucking true.
Oh man, I'm glad I'm not the only one in this round table who
peed my pants a lot.
Same. So it takes a picture of you. It clearly, you guys know it takes. Yeah. It takes a picture of you when you going fast.
Yeah.
You going?
Yeah. You look so much not full of terror like I would be.
I'm having fun. I'm having fun, but I'm.
There's a part of you that's having fun in that.
I'm going
There's
like
no
this.
Parts of me that have fun on those rides.
This
I love
does not
that.
Look like you at all, dude.
That was like 5 years ago.
I like the ones where your feet dangle.
No, ma'am. That's how your feet get cut off.
We should
in
go to Six
dreams
Flags,
that
dude.
I have.
The one in Fiesta,
no,
Texas.
No, because a girl got her feet cut off at one of those. Okay, but let's be serious. Okay.
All this has to be
I wanted to... Talking... Thinking,
speaking about
thinking,
a wild ride.
Thinking about things that, oh, but bugs. Things that I'm scared of. Things that, you know, like Segways. Bugs. Bugs I'm not a huge fucking fan of. Millipedes.
Gross.
Do you millipedes.
Scary.
What,
it's too many
they're
legs.
Fucking, it's not
they
even that.
So
it's
fast.
Not, they move so fast. They have weird fucking bodies that kind of look like piping.
Yeah.
And.
They smell funky.
And they're
yeah,
like.
It's like they have
that close.
No,
you don't have to be close.
Okay, they don't have 1,000 legs. They have less than 100, but they have 2 pairs per body segment because they have like 100 segments of their body. But here's the thing. They can live for 7 years. So if one's in your house, it could be there for the
So yeah, so when you see it go off, you're not like, oh, that'll die in 2 weeks.
Yeah, no, it's like, it's making a family. It's going to be a
grandparent. It's basically your new cat.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. You want to know how it protects itself.
No.
So it sharts.
Yeah, but.
What?
It straight up sharts. It shoots out a liquid out of its ass that fucking smells like shit. Yeah, and if it gets smell. If it gets on you, like if you were to pick one up, I don't know why the fuck you would pick yeah. one up, but if you were to pick
not.
One up,
it not could, recommended.
It could burn or blister your skin. That's how bad of a shard it is.
Yeah.
Gosh, I want that power.
Yeah. Stay the fuck you away. Picked, I will shit on you your get hand.
Picked up. Yeah. Yeah, I will shit acid up. On you.
Yeah. Damn. Acid shit.
For what real. Did you just say to me? Come here, I'm going to shart all over you.
Yeah. No, they're like, they're basically
you just
like,
want to shart on command? Yeah. You just eat Taco great. Bell daily.
Oh, let's not talk life. About that.
Oh my God, the last time Christine and I ate Taco Bell, I shat for a
no,
day.
Dream that's, life. Oh. I that love is Bell. A sensitive subject. I can't.
God, we ate Taco Bell and I looked at, and for some reason, I don't know, I was ordering the most fucked up shit. What I like looked ordering? At, I looked at Christine, I go, I got you a bean and an onion. I got you a bean and onion burrito. And she
was oh, was like, this when you were figuring yeah. out how to vegan order it?
Yeah, no, and okay. she was like, what's on it? And I was like, beans and onions.
I know. I was so hungry. And she was it's like, I got you bean and onions. And my drunk ass was just like, I'll
you,
eat it. Like,
you,
I'm just
you only ate
something.
Half of it because you were just like, what in the fuck? Yeah. But then we got you normal burritos and then we got you normal stuff. And then I got like the Doritos Locos because I was like, it's oh, not yeah, real dude. Cheese.
Yeah, it's not.
Whatever. I don't care what it is. It tastes fucking good.
No, I don't. Shit. I don't eat Taco Bell because it's good food. I eat Taco Bell because it's garbage food. I feel like punishing
it's
myself.
Food. It tastes it's, so good. It's still open it food.
So well, since we're yeah. talking about sharding and Taco Bell, it's like essentially shit. The same thing.
Yeah.
One day, I was like, okay. I was like, this is like.
I love I don't know where this is going.
Okay, here's the thing. I only eat Taco Bell when I'm shit-faced and it's like 3 a.m.
Sure.
Good for you, man. One I aspire to that. Because that is
someday.
Not.
Recently, well. I was like all jacked up studying in school and I was like, I need to eat. So I'm like, I'm going to like meander on down to the T-Bell down the street and I get a couple tacos. By the time I make it back to my school, I'm already pressured because I'm so scared I'm going to shit my pants. I'm like, back to school to get to the bathroom. And I immediately, like, I'm, like, texting Josh, and I'm just like, why the fuck did I think it was okay to eat Taco Bell at 3 p.m.? It was awful. And I
yeah.
did not shit my pants, but I shit a lot. It's just yeah. I can't yeah. I can't do a day Taco Bell.
I will tell you guys.
You had a quick
learned.
One at the buzzer.
Oh,
yeah.
It was death.
I've learned a secret to shitting in public. If you
okay,
no, but this is important.
No, please. This is important. So what you've got to do is you put headphones into your iPod or your phone. You put them into your ear and start playing loud music. If you can't hear yourself shitting, then you don't know that other people can hear you shitting.
That's fair.
So you don't get embarrassed.
I'm comfortable. My body I'm has not. To go when I go.
Pony has oh, the most shocked face on.
No, I.
Right
you
now.
Say shitting in public. You're talking about poo shyness in a bathroom. I'm thinking of you at like the Alamo next to me, putting headphones in. Shitting
in your seat.
And just looking at me smiling like I can't hear it must not be happening. You okay?
Well,
you're
that's
talking,
different. That makes, I can different. I can that's feel like, some chocolate swirl fill my
that's
pants,
why,
man.
Oh man, that's why I was shut. That's why I was like I had a little bit of an intellectual disconnect. On
your. I was like I feel like. Just, yeah. You're a man. Men shit all the time.
Well,
just I mean, they try to. They try to.
All of us shit all the time if we yeah. eat regularly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. I do all the time now. Veganism.
Hey.
Just be comfortable and let your body I'm do not. What it needs to do.
I'm the one who times it with the flush.
No, Sam is totally going to do that.
Like, I reach back and do the flush, and then I can do a little squeeze, and then. I wait a second for the flush to be ready, and then I can.
I do courtesy flushes.
Oh yeah!
Oh yeah!
You should. When I drop a couple,
you should
I'll flush it.
Always
and then
do that.
Yeah. That shouldn't well, yeah, even be like. Yeah, that's standard.
I thought you of were. Course. I thought that's what you were saying. I didn't realize that you were saying that you had to like get the noise going.
I get
to drop
the.
That's yeah. what I do. Yeah. That's exactly. Yeah.
yeah that's
I
mean, the method.
It's fine.
Oh got a master God. Sound.
It's like a fucking race. You turn it on, just squeeze.
I'm just like.
But it's gotta get true. It out.
Really? Down in.
All right, I've got about 2 seconds of the loud flush.
predicting my own death from colon cancer in like 2 years.
If it's too Jesus. Quiet, I will like mess with the toilet. Yeah.
Does it sound like there's a cat in the stall? It's just a big. So is that why there are sometimes big piles of toilet paper like on the ground?
I don't actually waste it, but I
will. Because some people just go. Bing. Just toilet paper going fucking everywhere.
Oh my God.
I mean, because honestly, there's nothing worse than having a poop standoff with someone else.
Yeah.
That's why I like to sit in between them and start singing and make everybody more comfortable.
I feel like
I don't think that's what it does.
I'm pooping in the stall.
Yeah.
I'm pooping in the stall.
I'm sure people just start leaving at that point. They're like, I can't fucking do this.
Do girls ever chuckle when the first one makes the poo sound if you're sitting? Because I can't help it. Like, if I'm sitting there and it's like a, and I didn't mean to like do it, but it happened, I go, and then I just, then I'm just like, all right, I'm in for it.
I'm going to be like listening all the time for that now. And the moment somebody does that, I'm going to go, I was waiting for that.
That's creepy as fuck.
No. Fucking God.
I was waiting. Honestly, I'm pretty comfortable pooping wherever. So I'm not like, I'm just like.
Are you a poop shower person? not shit in the shower, but like.
That's exactly your butt. How that sounded. That she has.
Sam is definitely
a shower shitter.
It's her favorite
There's some comedian who called. There's a comedian who talks about stomping the shit down. And he goes, and I always called it making waffles as a kid.
Oh my god! The idea of shitting in your shower is just like. But here's the thing.
I am in a bad place if I am shitting in the shower.
Yeah. No, things aren't good for you.
I've barfed in the shower plenty of times.
Yeah, I've definitely barfed in the shower. Yeah.
Like that.
Damn.
Oh, my God. No.
Oh, my God. Barfing and shitting in the shower. That's a bad day.
But peeing in the shower, is that not standard? Should I not tell people that I do that?
That's reggae.
Right?
That's what?
Okay. Reggae. Like regular.
Oh.
That's restaurant talk.
Okay.
But that's exactly how I feel. And then someone made me feel bad about it. Like, that's disgusting. I'm like,
well, don't pee while someone's in there, Sam. It's a bad shower if I don't.
Well, yeah. No.
It's not the case. It's not the thing you drop on date one.
No, but that wasn't even the case. It was like a friend who was like, no, that's gross. I was like, it's a bad shower if I don't pee.
You were showering with a friend and they said it was gross.
I'm just imagining
I'm not peeing on your foot.
I'm imagining her sitting there on a date just being like, so when I was peeing in my shower earlier. No, I don't pee in the shower if somebody else is in there just because.
Yeah, that's courtesy.
Sometimes.
Oh, when someone else is in there? Sure, no.
Yeah.
Like, you skip that time.
You don't pee on people?
You skip that time and you say, I'm peeing. You
were showering with a friend.
No. It was a conversation.
And then you peed and you said, I didn't pee on your foot.
That was a joke, but it was a conversation I was having with a friend.
Okay.
And they were trying to shame me into being like, that's fucking gross. And I'm like, no, everyone does that. Either you do it or you're fucking lying about it.
Yeah.
No, there's some people who are like real retentive, I think.
Well, see, I just sometimes forget to pee before I get in the shower. Yeah, and I'm like, well, fuck.
The water's flowing and you're warm and you're like, okay.
Release.
Speaking of peeing in the shower and shower scenes, this month is the 20th anniversary of Starship Troopers. It was like 2 weeks ago.
Can you fucking believe that?
I wasn't 10 2 weeks ago, but I definitely was when this movie came out.
That's what I meant. I was 17.
There's a shower scene in that movie.
There's a shower scene. Where it's co-ed showers.
Co-ed showers. Weird.
I also, you see like a butthole in that movie, which kind of bummed me out.
You really?
Buttholes do bum me out.
It's, well, I know.
On the bum.
But seriously, he was the dude whose name is escaping me at the moment, the handsome Aryan boy.
Johnny Rico?
Yeah. Was talking with Denise Richards.
Played by a really white dude.
Yeah,
one of many.
Yeah,
I know. Anyways,
from Brazil.
Yeah, that made me. I know they're from. They're like that's our homeland. I'm supposed to be like. What do you mean?
It's supposed to be 150 years after the present time we're in, and like.
I still don't think they're going to look like they're from Buenos Aires.
Yeah, but it's if the Nazis won.
Oh, what?
And yeah.
Did I miss that part?
No, it's in the book.
That's why they're all. I was. That's why they all.
Why it's like totalitarian society.
Yeah.
This is Aryans in space. Yep.
That's why the eagle symbol and all their outfits look like Nazi outfits. Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense, because I was like, why are all these blonde, blue-eyed motherfuckers
traipsing around?
Well, he actually isn't blonde and blue-eyed in the book, though. He's like, he looks different. Cause
he
speaks Tagalog
in the book.
Yeah, he speaks like another
language. That's like Filipino. Yeah,
it's set in year 2197, so it's like real fucking real far ahead.
But he's but the butthole thing, he's FaceTiming with the butthole thing, Denise Richards, and like one of the
Butthole?
No. He's she was too young for me to like.
Sorry, I was trying not to shoot my wine out my nose, and so I keep on like.
But so like one of his like roughneck guys comes up and is mooning the camera, but he like spreads his cheeks.
Oh yeah,
and it was.
It was a little starfish.
Weird.
His brown eye winked at you.
Exactly. Aww. I was like, I don't think I've ever seen a butthole in a movie before.
Really? What kind of movies do you watch?
Apparently, because not the good ones.
Oh my god, that video that Lex made us watch the other day where
sitting on a glass bottle.
Okay, no, it was like
I saw that.
Yeah.
No, oh sir. My god, this that was so funny because I've only I've only seen it as the Om Nom Nom monster. So when the guy the guy goes to do it, it goes it's like eyes and stuff, and it goes
the cookie monster,
and it goes nom nom nom, and then god. When the glass breaks, it goes oh no. Oh no!
Yeah, I think that's what he said when that happened.
I would be like, "Oh."
There was a Reddit AMA with that guy once.
Really?
Yeah, it's worth looking at. It's kind of interesting.
But yeah, no, this movie, Denise Richards. Oh, babies. We read about this that test audiences did not like Denise Richards' character and wanted her character to die instead of Dizzy's character.
Yeah.
Because
of Dizzy her boobs?
It was because she ends up choosing her career over dating the main dude. Yep. What's his name?
Rico. Johnny Rico.
So she ends up choosing her career over being with him, and they were like, a woman would never do that. This is not real. She would die if she did that. Like, all sorts of bullshit like that. And so they...
1997,
so then there was another...
Gotta love it.
Then there was another scene where, like, so she, like, has, like, this little bit of a love triangle with Johnny Rico and then the guy who gets his brains fucking sucked out.
That sucked. I know. Oh, man, I keep doing that. I don't want to fucking... But whatever.
Yeah, like... That was not so that her. Happens, and but, like, she's, like... She has a relationship going on with both of them.
Yeah.
And test audiences were like, a woman can never love two men at once.
Fuck that audience.
Yeah, I know, that's like, who the fuck are these people?
Verhoeven was just like, hey, my grandparents are in town. Let's do the screening. Let's do the test screening with them.
Yeah, no shit.
The arachnids were in the audience.
It was so fun, but there were parts where I couldn't really tell what the tone was supposed to be.
Yeah.
Because there were parts that were really fucking intense. Like, yeah. You know, the dude and getting his brain sucked out and people getting their limbs chopped off and whatever. But then they do...
I don't think it's completely taken seriously.
It's supposed to be like a propaganda movie.
Yeah.
Basically. But there were some parts where I was just like, this is
And then
is
like a behind the scenes of the propaganda movie.
Because yeah,
like,
yeah.
The movie opens up with like... intentional propaganda footage.
I couldn't stop cracking up when those people were dying because it's like filming this video and then it's just like something just snaps you in half and they're like, oh, keep filming.
Yeah, the guy's just filming and Rico's like, run.
Yeah, we gotta get out of here.
You know what's really funny thinking of that though is that so you know like when they do the whole, you know, anatomy dig into things, pull out, you know, body parts.
Yeah, I've seen a dissection. At that point.
Those things are real. Mm. Like, I've seen those. Like, they're not real. It wasn't CGI. They made these, like, actual weird, crazy fake bugs. And so if you ever see those little bugs in the movie, they have real versions of those. But, like, the big arachnids, you know, clearly CGI.
Right. And there was a couple big ones made.
Yeah, so... when those would be coming to attack them, because it's CGI and nothing's attacking them, the director would actually jump in front of them and just start screaming to elicit a reaction out of the actors.
Yep. I hate that.
That's kind of fun.
I know.
I wonder what what the Phoebes was like, booga, booga, booga.
Yeah, no, yeah. I really hope so. And they were just like...
Yeah, that's why they all look confused and not scared. That's why they all look
confused in the entire movie.
I thought it's a fun movie. It's an easy movie to watch. Like, it doesn't ask much of you as a participant.
Yeah.
But then you can start peeling it back once you learn the history of it. And you start noticing, like... the weird nods to fascism.
See, that's so strange because, yeah, the whole time I was just like, why are all these people looking so similar?
I'm in the camp of thinking Verhoeven is like a low-key genius that people just don't get very well. Like, I think there's like genius stuff in Striptease.
I love Total Recall.
Total Recall is great.
Total Recall is fucking fun.
I think he's a low-key genius director.
Yeah. They killed 256 people in that movie.
Yep.
And does that include like scans over the fields of dead bodies?
Yeah, just everybody who
is visibly dead.
Yeah, 256. 17 gallons of fake blood in that movie.
It was the most ammunition ever used in any movie up until that point.
Whoa, I'm like fucking blown away. Did you know that they used 17 gallons of fake blood?
I did not know
that. Not that much, but that's a lot.
That's a shitload.
I mean, it's no 50 gallons like people dead, but...
But like, put 17 gallon-sized things in your mind together and think about that.
That's a lot of water.
Are we talking human blood or the green bug blood too?
There's a lot of bug blood, too.
There's a ton of bug blood.
I think it's unfair. We're not including the bug blood.
Yeah.
There was a lot when that dude just starts unloading on the one that's already dead.
You know who that guy was? He's the preacher in Talking Dead.
Well... Talking Dead?
Walking Dead. Not the after show where they talk about it.
But I think he's also like,
they have
in...
a preacher on that show?
He's in some other show I watched.
Blessing the show.
I don't know if he's in The Wire. I could be making that up, but he's in some other show. It was kind of like a drama show, and I really liked him in that. And then he was in some other bullshit sexy teen show. A sexy teen show that I can't remember.
Sounds steamy.
You're immediately into it.
No, that's my favorite genre.
Sexy teens.
Yeah. It's just drama.
I'm going to leave that there.
Love it. You know.
But it's safe to say that because they're always played by like 36-year-olds. And I'm like, you think that's a fucking sophomore in high school?
Yeah.
Go fuck yourself.
Not.
No one ever looked like that.
Don't do that.
But yeah, I was frustrated by how unprepared they were to fight this enemy.
Oh, when they... Well, the first... Klandathu thing, I think there's overtures that they were intentionally sent there to be like overly slaughtered so the entire world gets behind.
Would get, okay.
And they can get more people.
Okay. I get that.
I really peel the onion on this movie. That's one of my, like, yeah.
Okay.
Because the books are really interesting. The movie is the first half of the book. The second half of the book is when they all get mech suits and they start fighting bugs with mech suits. Damn,
that's fucking cool.
Yeah. Which would have been cool, but probably pretty expensive to film.
That's why feel... We talked about this at some point, how I thought, the movie we both like, Day After Tomorrow. Day After Tomorrow. Fucking
Edge of Tomorrow.
I love the Day After Tomorrow.
I know, it's cute. It's really cute.
I used to love to be like, hey guys, I bought tickets today for us to see The Day After Tomorrow.
Oh, it's great. But yeah, I feel like Edge of Tomorrow is a modern iteration of that movie in some way. But serious tone.
But they reused a lot of the props from Starship Troopers for many different shows. Including Firefly.
Actually, walls in Starship Troopers were used from Total Recall.
Yep.
Cool.
That's true. Yeah.
It's all coming full circle.
It is.
Dun, dun, dun.
Does the Pony Express have facts for us? Any more facts?
Of course I've got facts. I'm looking through here.
Choo-choo.
Paramilitary. In the novel, Dizzy is a man.
Jake Busey,
which you told me last week, and I'm just rereading it. Jake Busey, Ace, learned how to play the violin just for this movie.
That was such a strange fucking time.
Yeah.
Why the fuck did that happen?
I don't know.
It's so strange. Because the guy wasn't paying attention enough. But when they're celebrating that victory and he pops open all the chests and there's like the
green violin.
Green clear violin.
That's a specific electric violin that actually exists in the world.
But is there a reference to his
Violin playing
before that?
Yeah, scene? There is. Okay, he's playing it in the background in the barracks.
Fucking strange. Yeah. Sorry.
You know, I will say my favorite, whenever I think of Starship Troopers, I always think of Mr. Strange Hair. Like the guy who's supposed to be hot, who Denise Richards also likes.
Oh, yeah.
He looks like he's wearing a wig backwards. And he ends up in the cave or whatever. Yeah. And the arachnid sticks its like thing straight directly into his head and starts sucking goose out. And all of a sudden his eyes turn crazy and it's like it's sucking everything out of his body. And he's just like...
Yeah.
I can still imagine that. I remember, like, when I was a kid, I was always like, the movie with the crazy bug scene. They suck your brains out, man.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
That sticks in your mind.
Yeah, it sticks in your mind.
The the footage from the Buenos Aires comet attack where Oakland Hills fire.
I was wondering what they used, because I was like, this just looks like a forest fire. Or not a forest, but a fire in a...
Yeah.
Populated and area.
Brooke also told me this last week, which I learned, which was the cow killed by the arachnid in the media footage. If you take the uncensored part out,
or the censored part out. Yeah.
If you remove, you see a guy with a hose like just spraying blood everywhere.
That's so fun.
So that's what they censored out.
That would be a fun job.
Mm-hmm.
All the adults in the movie were scarred in some way, just to
physically.
To like on their face or somewhere like that. It was like a motif. To like
show that they had been.
Okay.
Yeah. That they've been through
some shit.
Let's see. Please edit out all my finding stuff. Battle gear was later reused in Power Rangers and the show Firefly. And it was the final American film that Paul Verhoeven supervised.
Yeah.
Never fully recovering from Showgirls and moved back to Europe after this movie.
But he's done great films. Like that movie L that I've been telling you guys to watch.
Yeah, that I haven't
watched. It's fucking fantastic. It's fucking amazing. It's a great film.
But those are the facts I have that I feel like would be entertaining to listen to.
You guys, you know what that time is? It's time for Pony to Quiz Us!
Oh, shit.
Tony, what quiz are we doing today?
We're doing a quiz about bugs, brought to us by the Bob Vila website.
Oh, what a gift.
Oh, what a gift to the world. I love it.
A gentle giant of the home refurbishing industry.
Blessings.
This is called the Gross, Scary,
and Entirely... I thought that was bread, and I was confused how it was relevant to bugs.
Oh, you know, bread bugs.
Bread bugs.
The Gross, Scary, and Entirely Truthful bugs. House Pest Quiz. Okay. Are you an amateur exterminator?
I think I'm a Terminator.
All right, we're about to find out.
Oh, this is a test of our knowledge. Yeah. That's fun. Okay.
How often do termite queens lay eggs?
Oh,
I'm going to say daily.
Three times per hour.
You want to go for 3 times per hour?
That feels good. That feels good.
Yeah, let's do
every that. 15 seconds feels like a lot.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God. What was the answer? Every 15 seconds? That's a lot.
Every 15 seconds.
Right. I'm already hating this.
And they live for 15 to 25 years.
Okay, just so you guys know.
15 to 25 years?
Termites?
So every 15 seconds for 15 to 25 years.
Fuck that noise.
I have
and they look facts. At like pills. What if you accidentally take one?
Well,
no, they're very small.
That's why they have to have those little green things that say M through F on it.
They're very small.
They really do look like pills.
So far, we're not... going to be exterminators.
Yeah, we're not.
We're not great exterminators.
How high can a mouse jump?
Oh, I hope
I want to go 24 inches.
I feel like 24 sounds.
That's 24? A really cute picture. Like a house mouse. Out by.
Yeah.
No, mice are sweet.
Yeah, but jumping mice. 24
feet. Well, why would all mice jump?
24. Yeah, really?
Like in Coraline where they have the mouse circus. That's cute.
Well, you know, cats can jump pretty high.
So we're gonna
and
go for
mice,
2 feet.
Mice run 24.
They can totally jump 2 feet.
Sorry.
Only a foot?
Only a foot.
Man, is that, well, look at how cute it is. He's like going
I
for the long jump.
I think mice are
look
cute.
At
him.
I know, he's little.
He's a cute mouse. He's a all terrifying and terrifying.
This isn't gross or scary at all.
How many species of ant are in existence? I'm going
12,000.
You think 12,000?
No, it's
I probably think it's 18. I think it's the most.
See, I was going to say
520 just because it's a very specific number out of all those.
It I feel a like a lower number, honestly.
Really?
Me too, because that's a lot.
Watch it be
they're
like
very
within a species
and what they are.
Exactly. Yeah. I don't know.
Well, so there's fire ant. There's
yeah,
ant.
There's so many, but 520 different unique things within a species.
It's gonna be 40.
Do you know how many there? You know how many different kinds of beetles there are?
But a beetles lot. Different.
12,000.
Oh shit, bitches! 12, I said 12,000.
You did say 12,000. I said 18,000.
That blows my fucking That's a mind lot. A little bit.
See, name there's some like of them. Eight name different some of them. Carpenter ant, which is C. modex, oh, C. pennsylvanicus,
because the carpenter ant is actually the one who Vicinus? Typically gets fucked up by that zombie virus.
Oh yeah, cordyceps. There's an ant called a big-headed ant.
And that's not nice.
Just guess what it looks like.
It That'd be head. My kind.
That's just not very head? Nice.
I don't think you have a big head.
Thanks. You have a big head. You have a small body.
Which of these household items can you use to deter cockroaches?
Peppermint oil.
Yep, peppermint oil.
I didn't know that.
Incorrect.
What was the answer?
Water and fabric softener.
Fabric softener?
I've never heard of that before in my life.
Good to know.
Well, Bob Vila says. I thought peppermint
oil got rid of fucking everything.
Yeah.
Bad breath.
Yeah, it gets rid of everything. People who don't like
peppermints.
Well, you don't want to put...
Mosquitoes? It really does get rid of mosquitoes. Like
peppermint essential oil in your mouth.
The only state that remains unaffected by termites is Maine, Hawaii, Alaska. Nevada.
Alaska.
It has to be something isolated. Or,
trick question from Bob Vila throwing us a loop. There are no states unaffected by termites.
Ooh. Oh, I feel like it's always the one that's, you know.
Bob Vila's really aggressively getting me to sign up.
I feel like they're everywhere. Yeah. I don't know. Or Alaska.
It's yeah.
No, it's going to be the trick question. It's going to be the trick question.
Incorrect. Fuck, unfortunately, Alaska remains unaffected by termites.
Throwing us a curveball again.
Pack up a car. We're moving to Alaska, says Bob Vila.
We're doing so bad on this.
We're doing not great. That's not what I want to do for a living anyway.
Smallest.
What is the smallest hole that a mouse could
I bet it can squeeze through fucking anything.
Tiny.
1/8 of an inch, 1/4 of an inch.
I mean, how big is the mouse?
An eighth of an inch.
An eighth of an inch is very small, though.
Yeah, that's.
That's very small.
I was about to try it. You couldn't see from where.
An eighth of an inch because
do quarter.
Yeah.
It's gonna be. Yes.
Finally, and
everybody. Just so you know, when you're like, a mouse, like
not real.
When you're like, a mouse can't get into my house, and you're like, oh, but there's this quarter inch hole. Well, lo and behold, it sure fucking can.
Lo and behold,
Bob Vila's about to reprimand us.
He's turning my. How fast can American cockroaches run?
Dude, this motherfucker can run really fucking fast.
I have some information. They can run.
Goosebumps.
Okay, they can.
Yeah, I'm getting real freaked out right now.
They can move 20 times their body length per second, which is 113, like a human running 113 kilometers because of the website per hour.
Because every country but this one.
Can't they just this one and there's conform? One
African country that still does that measurement.
But 20 times their body length per second? Go fuck yourself, cockroaches.
So 12 miles an hour is probably the right answer? Because that's the top that they've got.
Sure.
Anyone else want to? We'll go with 12. Sorry.
Was it 7?
3 miles.
3?
They keep saying 3 miles and hour. they can run 3 miles and then 1 hour.
3 miles and an hour. We're going.
Fuck
also,
me.
They can hold their breath for up to 40 minutes. So Jesus. If you flush it, don't sit right back down.
Bummer. That's so...
Bummer.
Oh.
Dude, I've recently been... Rico, get away from the panties. Bum. Rico, did you just go searching for panties? I know you did.
All right. Wait, what? I don't want
to
know.
He knows that my dirty clothes are here, and he started to snoop.
All right.
To deter ants from marching through your house, it's a good idea to wipe down countertops and other surfaces with...
Oh, I know this! Vinegar and water. Don't say
peppermint oil. Vinegar and water? Nailed it.
Yes!
Cool. Says Bob Vila.
My parents had an ant infestation at one point, because they lived, like, surrounded... You've been there. Surrounded by trees and shit.
They live in the woods.
It's cool.
Like that Get Out style. Not Sorry. That her parents are Get Out style.
I mean, I fucking hope they aren't.
They live inside the bodies
this
of black
This is a
people.
Strange fucking question.
How many mice can... That is a weird question. How many mice can a pair of barn owls eat in one nesting season?
I have a better
in
question. A pair. How old are... I mean, how old?
How old are these owls?
How hungry are they?
In a nesting season, they're probably pretty hungry because they've got to get babies.
They're eating for... eight or however many.
How long is this fucking quiz?
I don't know.
3,000. I'm saying let's go three. Let's go
in
big.
A nesting season. 3, yeah, that feels good.
Correct.
You know. Oh, you and your owl knowledge.
A pair of barn owls and my their homies. Brood can eat over 3,000 mice in the nesting season. Yeah, attract them to your property with an owl box.
I wonder how many they
conveniently available at Bobula.com.
I hate birds, but I love like owls and fucking predator birds.
That's not nice.
Yeah, that isn't nice.
They're gross.
Oh, this one's about logs.
Like hawks?
Oh.
How many logs does it take? How many hours a day are termites working?
24!
I would imagine there's always someone.
Yeah.
All right.
I feel like that's going on for
so long.
Can we just say that we're...
termites? Should we just go?
Yeah, I think we should just... I think this,
14! 14!
14?
No.
Pick the, nope. 40.
Shit. Ugh.
Bummer.
Holy...
Oh, what's this
No,
one?
We have to finish.
On average, how often does a female mouse give birth to babies?
House mouse. You forgot house mouse.
Ooh, very often. I feel it's like it's often. Really often.
I
3 weeks?
I feel like it's like a two-weeker.
I would say it's, yeah, two or three weeks.
3 weeks?
Okay, two weeks if you want to.
Shit. 4 out of 12.
Does a baby every 3 weeks?
We got four out of 12 questions correct. Apparently, we're not going to be exterminators.
So, if you've got a bug problem, don't call us.
Don't call us. Don't
we're
call
not
going to
fix your bug problem.
Ghostbusters probably got you better.
Yeah.
All right. I bet you want to learn more, but that's too fucking bad. This is the end of this episode.
Well, this part of this episode.
Well, this part. We're going to do a second part because... Sam hasn't told you her amazing bug facts, facts, or talked about a movie yet, and I haven't talked about a movie yet either.
Well, see you guys next episode.
Rico saying bye too. Until all right, next time. Stay woke.
Stay woke, y'all.
Holler.